The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Amazon 5-Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Eva Longoria. Tonight's review, sports briefs. Oh boy, where do I even start with these performance mesh boxer briefs? They keep everything in place, even during intense jumping jacks. These boxer briefs are like a magician's trick. You know the one where you go, where did that rabbit come from? So if you're looking for underwear that not only performs well, but also gives your package the attention it deserves, then look no further. 5 stars, Nicolicious. Thank you for listening to Amazon 5-Star Theater. There are endless gifts that can make the male friend in your life feel supported and heroic. Gifts that make them feel like they can conquer jumping jacks and perform impromptu magic tricks. And they're all on Amazon. Shop the perfect gift this holiday season on Amazon.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
If you're just joining us, this is part two of my 5-part interview with Blanca Simpson, the longtime housekeeper for the Murdaugh family. In part one, if you haven't heard it, it is there. It's on YouTube. It's on our podcast platforms. We heard how Blanca first met Alec Murdaugh in the late 90s and eventually became embedded in the family's daily life. She described a tight-knit family, a down-to-earth Maggie, and a young Paul who was always joking around. But in this segment, the cracks start to show. Maggie confides in Blanca about a $30 million lawsuit and a husband who keeps her in the dark. We'll also walk through the morning of June 7th, 2021, the last time Blanca saw Alec before the murders. She fixes his collar. As he walks out the door, hours later, Maggie and Paul would be dead. Here's part two. As you got closer, you know, to them and they got closer to you and, you know, some walls come down and people are sharing more things about life. In the months before June 7th, you had mentioned in your book that Maggie had pulled you into a room and closed the door and had told you something about money. What did she share with you about the $30 million lawsuit that they were facing?
She said Alec had told her that, you know, they were getting sued and they were asking for $30 million. And she said, we don't have that kind of money. I don't know where that number is coming from. She said, we really don't have that kind of money. Mm-hmm. And she was just concerned. She said, I wish Alec would tell me more, but he tells me just enough to kind of take me off the edge. And she said, I really don't know. I can't get him to sit down, you know, to talk to me long enough about it. But I don't think it was that he was hiding. I think he was just trying to protect her, really. You know, not to let her worry that he had it. You know, he was taking care of it. And she
did Alec do a lot of that of seemingly shield the family, shield Maggie, shield the kids from his world. If there was something going on that he didn't feel like, you know, he didn't want them to know about, not for necessarily be like it's secret, but more so, I don't want them to worry about this over here. Or you know, some things, you know, can be shameful. Obviously, we learned later Alec did a lot of shameful things, but you know, was he a protector of their psyche, if you will, in a lot of ways?
He was. He would always tell Maggie, don't worry, especially after the boat accident. He would always, even though Maggie would worry and she would hear gossip or people, you know, calling her names, and she would let Alec know. And Alec's like, well, they'll never tell me about it. He's like, don't you worry about that. You know, he said, I'll take care of it. So it was kind of like very reassuring to her that, you know, it was okay. He never let on that there was any problems. He never let on to that. He always was reassuring to her. But I think at that moment when me and her had that discussion, she was wanting to know more what was going on because of the things that were going on around her when she would go to town, how people would treat her. So she felt like she didn't really know the whole situation, the whole, you know, what exactly was going on. And it worried her. It really did. It worried her, the not knowing everything.
Yeah.
But she trusted Alec, that Alec was taking care of it.
What do you think she was most worried about at that time? Was it the financial end of things? I mean, that's a huge figure. And if you don't have it, and if you're unaware of where your finances sit, if Alec's the one that's kind of, you know, handling all that behind the scenes, was that the main concern of how are we going to come up with this? Or was there other elements that she was concerned about? Was there any rumblings of other things about Alec that had been pertinent at that point in time?
No, I think it was the concern of her concern was how they were going to settle, you know, the lawsuit. At that point, you know, $30 million to her was a lot. I mean, I guess to anybody is a lot of money, you know.
But, I would hope so.
But yeah. I think she, Maggie was the type of person that would have, not that she didn't care. And I think someone in the past took it out of context when I said, you know, she would have given everything. She would have sold everything to settle everything just to make it go away. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people took that out of context. She didn't mean it in a form for it to go away, you know, like it never existed.
Oh, sure.
She loved them kids. She really did.
Yeah.
It was more of, we can start over. I will do whatever it takes, you know, to make it right. And that was her mentality. I'll do whatever it takes to make it right. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, that's not how Alex felt about it.
Yeah, I mean, it almost seems like two very opposing realities here. You have one that's like you said, literally willing to say, we'll start over. We got to make this right by these families as best we possibly can. If we don't have $30 million, then we'll sell everything. We'll do whatever we need to do to show, you know, look, we care. And you got Alec on the other end, on the area where he's not telling her everything. Obviously, trying to protect anything and everything he possibly can and robbing Peter to pay Paul to do this or to do that, it seems like. Was there a visible strain on the relationship, on the marriage in the house at that point leading up to the tragedy between the boat accident and there where all this was going on?
No. Nothing. There was some concerns at times, and I know that they would talk about certain things. And I used to always, don't get me wrong, they would talk freely around me. But there were certain things in the way that I felt. Sometimes they needed to discuss that as a family, and it was none of my concern. So I would step out of the area where I was from, and I would let them talk. Mm-hmm. I wasn't trying to be nosy. With that. Sometimes, like I said, they spoke freely. There was some tensions, you know, as I guess any family would have, you know, with certain things. You know, there was some slight tensions, but as far as support, they supported each other. Yeah. They really did. And that was one thing that Alec always made clear, that they were going to support each other. You know, he made sure of that. And Maggie was all for that as well. You know, we're a family. But as far as tension, major tension between her and Alex, no. He was very loving to her.
Yeah. There were rumors that Maggie had met with a divorce attorney. And you know, you said that that's not true. What is the real story behind that rumor? Or maybe that's it. Just it is a rumor. You tell me.
I don't know where that rumor, I have come up the way that I think about it, somebody must have heard her, because it was a running joke in the house that I am going to divorce. I remember she was telling the boys, I'm going to divorce your dad and I'm going to marry Tom Brady. And okay. I honestly, what I'm thinking is somebody probably heard her on the phone with her mom or her dad joking about what they were talking about in the house. And misconstrued what she was saying, or didn't hear the whole conversation. That's the only reason I could think that somebody was thinking. And then when she went out of town, during the time that they say she was seeking an attorney, they were celebrating her mother's birthday. They, you know, it was her sister, her mother, and her had left town to go celebrate her mother's birthday. But at that point, none of the friends that she used to have around her were there anymore. So she did a lot with her mom and her sister at that point. Mm-hmm. And she had gone out. They went out of town. They were in Key West. So that's one of the reasons that I tell people that don't believe that, because that's not true. Somebody probably overheard her. She was, she was loud when she talked on the phone, or if she was talking, she was just loud and laughing all the time. So, there is a possibility maybe somebody misconstrued the conversation that she was having.
Sure. And it would be easy to put words in someone's mouth, especially in hindsight, when you look at where things were at, that one may suspect or think, well, that might be a rocky marriage at that point. Look at all the stress they're under. Yeah. And then, you know, it's easy for people to run with that idea. And then it just kind of goes from there. Let's walk up to June 7th. You and I know it's been portrayed in the show, the recent doc, or the not the docuseries, but the recent drama on Hulu. I remember you talking about this during the trial, you fixing Alec's collar that morning and the Vineyard Vines shirt. Tell me about that morning. Tell me about that day. What was going on?
Maggie and I we talked earlier that morning, and she wanted me to pick up some Capri Suns for Alec at the store on my way to Moselle. And I told her that I would. And then he said the flavors that he wanted, and I could hear her at a I could hear him at a distance, you know, because she had the phone. So I'm assuming she was probably in the bathroom getting ready to go to her doctor's appointment, and Alec was still in the bed because that was the usual routine. Mm-hmm. And then she sent me a text. She said, "Oh, he wants this." I can't remember the flavors that she sent me. And she said, "Girl, I'm going to miss you." She said, "Because I have to leave to go to a doctor's appointment." So we missed each other by a few minutes. We probably passed each other on the road.
Yeah.
But when I arrived, Alec hollered that he was still, you know, in the bed. He said, "I'm still here. I'm just, you know, resting." And I didn't think nothing of it because he had been going back and forth with his dad. His father was, you know, sick at that point. Yeah. And I knew that Alex was not getting a lot of sleep between, you know, going out there to see his dad and staying with him at the hospital. So I knew he wasn't getting much rest. So I didn't see nothing wrong. There was no indication that there was anything going on. That morning when I arrived, he said, "Hey, I'm in the bed." He said, "I'm just, you know, being lazy or whatever." And I said, "Okay." I went about doing, I usually walk in, and I went straight in the laundry room, dropped off my phone and my keys, and went about picking up, you know, around the house, straightening out. So there was nothing unusual about him staying late in the bed. He had been doing that for 2 months, about two months going into it, you know, prior to the murder. So within, it was like 2 months that his behavior started more staying at home. They would have to call him and tell him, "Hey, your client's here." He'd like, "Oh, I'm on my way." And he would still be in the bed, but he would, he would get dressed. So that morning, they called him, and I assume they told him a client was already in the office, 'cause he was trying to rush out of the house. And as he's putting on his shoes, the shoes were at the bottom of that chest of drawers. That's where I usually used to put them. He was sliding on his shoes and grabbing all the stuff that he had left on that chest of drawers that was on his way out the door. Mm-hmm. And as he was walking out, he put his shoes on and he put his jacket on. And when he put his jacket on and he turned, he said, "All right, B, I'll see you later." And I saw the collar. I said, "Hey, hold up, hold up." I said, "Your collar's up." So he turned around and he kind of, you know, he was tall. And I said, "Okay." I said, "Hold on." And I fixed the collar. I just kind of like folded it back down. And he said, "All right, B, I'll see you later. I'll talk to you later." And that was the end. He did look a little scraggly. His pants were wrinkled. And he didn't shave that morning. And it looked like he just ran his hand through his hair and didn't even brush it. But I just assumed he was in a hurry, you know, because there was an important client in the office.
Very normal day. I mean, you're talking about picking up Capri Suns and, you know, let's fix your call. Nothing unusual. I mean, about any of this. This is just, you know, it's normal everyday stuff. You said for about 2 months he was staying in bed later or so and leading up into this. Obviously, we knew he had his pill addiction going on. Were you aware of that addiction at that point in time, or were you aware of any other, or was there any other behavior of his that was concerning other than, you know, staying in bed for a long time? Kind of, you know, it seems that's a depressive behavior. Folks that are, you know, suffering from that tends to be something a lot of folks do when they're, you know, working their way through that. What was your observation of his behavior leading up to all of this?
He acted normal.
Yeah.
He was functioning normal. I mean, he never, there was no signs of that, you know, abnormal behavior. That was normal. And like I said, he was, at that point, his father was dying. You know, there was, he was getting sick. He was uncomfortable at times. And Alex, you know, tended to be there for his dad. Mm-hmm. And he, you know, sometimes he would not get enough sleep. He would not, you know, he would come home and change and then go into work. So there was nothing, there was nothing that would kind of say that you know, maybe he's doing it for another reason. That was normal because of, like I said, the situation that was going on with his dad. He was not resting.
Would you say that Alec was depressed at all? I mean, maybe, I know I'm sure he puts on a good, you know, facade. A lot of folks, a lot of attorneys, you know, it's what you do. You got to be on when you got to be on, so you can flip that switch, you know, pretty quick sometimes. But obviously your dad's dying. You know, you have this guilt of what happened with your son and this pressure of this money that's coming at you. You know, your wife is concerned. I'm sure there's a lot of things going through your mind. You're addicted to these pills. With all of that going on, I mean, would you say that he was a little off from where he had been at a different point in time because of all of that stress that he was under at that moment?
I think he was under a lot of stress. And he shielded his family, so he was putting on a lot of stress.
He was pretty good, it sounds like, at almost suffering in silence, if you will. Is that accurate with taking all that on and not letting it show?
Probably.
Yeah.
But he functioned normal, but I mean, as with any human, you know, we're all human. We have we have, you know, like I said, he shielded his family from a lot of it.
And a lot of folks do. So there it is. The morning of June 7th, Alec Murtaugh, scraggly, unshaved, wrinkled pants, rushing out the door while Blanca fixes his collar. All right, B, I'll see you later. It was the last normal moment. By that night, Maggie and Paul would be gone. But Blanca noticed things that day, things she says never added up. In part three, she tells me about a white Ford F-150 she saw on the property, a tractor crossing the field, and what she believes someone may have been preparing for. She also reveals what happened when she tried to share her observations with Sled, and how investigators told her she was obsessing and that she needed to get professional help. That's what she's alleging the investigator said to her. That's part three. That's coming up. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any of this. Wherever you're listening to us on the podcast platforms, or if you're watching us on YouTube, be sure to press subscribe wherever it is so you don't miss any of this conversation. And if you don't mind, love to hear your thoughts as well, especially on YouTube. Be sure to jump in the comments section there. And if you're watching us, or listening to us rather, on Apple Podcasts, and you like the interview, please leave us a review. Greatly appreciate that. Helps other folks know that it exists, and they'll find this interview as well. If you found it valuable, a quick review there would be very much appreciated on Apple Podcasts. Thank you in advance for that. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Amazon Five Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Eva Longoria. Tonight's review, Sports Briefs. Oh boy, where do I even start with these performance mesh boxer briefs? They keep everything in place, even during intense jumping jacks. These boxer briefs are like a magician's trick. You know the one where you go, where did that rabbit come from? So if you're looking for underwear that not only performs well, but also gives your package the attention it deserves, then look no further. Five stars. Nicolicious. Thank you for listening to Amazon Five Star Theater. There are endless gifts that can make the male friend in your life feel supported and heroic. Gifts that make them feel like they can conquer jumping jacks and perform impromptu magic tricks. And they're all on Amazon. Shop the perfect gift this holiday season on Amazon.
think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Amazon Five Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Eva Longoria. Tonight's review, sports briefs. Oh boy, where do I even start with these performance mesh boxer briefs? They keep everything in place, even during intense jumping jacks. These boxer briefs are like a magician's trick. You know the one where you go, where did that rabbit come from? So if you're looking for underwear that not only performs well, but also gives your package the attention it deserves, then look no further. Five stars, Nicolicious. Thank you for listening to Amazon Five Star Theater. There are endless gifts that can make the male friend in your life feel supported and heroic. Gifts that make them feel like they can conquer jumping jacks and perform impromptu magic tricks. And they're all on Amazon. Shop the perfect gift this holiday season on Amazon.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once, a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Amazon Five Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Eva Longoria. Tonight's review, sports briefs. Oh boy, where do I even start with these performance mesh boxer briefs? They keep everything in place, even during intense jumping jacks. These boxer briefs are like a magician's trick. You know the one where you go, where did that rabbit come from? So if you're looking for underwear that not only performs well, but also gives your package the attention it deserves, then look no further. Five stars, Nicolicious. Thank you for listening to Amazon Five Star Theater. There are endless gifts that can make the male friend in your life feel supported and heroic. Gifts that make them feel like they can conquer jumping jacks and perform impromptu magic tricks. And they're all on Amazon. Shop the perfect gift this holiday season on Amazon.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Amazon Five Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Eva Longoria. Tonight's review, sports briefs. Oh boy, where do I even start with these performance mesh boxer briefs? They keep everything in place, even during intense jumping jacks. These boxer briefs are like a magician's trick. You know the one where you go, where did that rabbit come from? So if you're looking for underwear that not only performs well, but also gives your package the attention it deserves, then look no further. Five stars, Nicolicious. Thank you for listening to Amazon Five Star Theater. There are endless gifts that can make the male friend in your life feel supported and heroic. Gifts that make them feel like they can conquer jumping jacks and perform impromptu magic tricks. And they're all on Amazon. Shop the perfect gift this holiday season on Amazon.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Amazon Five Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Eva Longoria. Tonight's review, sports briefs. Oh boy, where do I even start with these performance mesh boxer briefs? They keep everything in place, even during intense jumping jacks. These boxer briefs are like a magician's trick. You know the one where you go, where did that rabbit come from? So if you're looking for underwear that not only performs well, but also gives your package the attention it deserves, then look no further. Five stars, Nicolicious. Thank you for listening to Amazon Five Star Theater. There are endless gifts that can make the male friend in your life feel supported and heroic. Gifts that make them feel like they can conquer jumping jacks and perform impromptu magic tricks. And they're all on Amazon. Shop the perfect gift this holiday season on Amazon.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Amazon Five Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Eva Longoria. Tonight's review, sports briefs. Oh boy, where do I even start with these performance mesh boxer briefs? They keep everything in place, even during intense jumping jacks. These boxer briefs are like a magician's trick. You know the one where you go, where did that rabbit come from? So if you're looking for underwear that not only performs well, but also gives your package the attention it deserves, then look no further. 5 stars, Nicolicious. Thank you for listening to Amazon 5-Star Theater. There are endless gifts that can make the male friend in your life feel supported and heroic. Gifts that make them feel like they can conquer jumping jacks and perform impromptu magic tricks. And they're all on Amazon. Shop the perfect gift this holiday season on Amazon.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy. But Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.